And Ramadan is the month of the Quran, the month of sadaqah, the month of charity, the month of ibadah. It is the month in which every blessing of Allah comes down, the month in which the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends upon the people. And as Muslims, fasting Ramadan and attaching importance to Ramadan is a sign of our Islamic identity. Because Ramadan is one of the great symbols and the great rituals of Islam. So every common Muslim knows about the importance of Ramadan. In fact, many non-Muslims know that the Muslims, they have a month in which they fast. So even the non-Muslims know about this. And for this reason, the ulama have mentioned that anybody who denies the obligation of fasting in Ramadan leaves the fold of Islam. Anybody who denies the obligation of fasting in Ramadan leaves the fold of Islam. Why? Because the obligation of fasting Ramadan is something which is known by necessity, بالضرورة. It is known by default. So part of our Islamic identity is attaching importance to this great month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called Ramadan. And always, how much a person loves something is according to how much he knows about that thing. How much a person loves something is according to how much a person knows regarding that thing. Now, I'll give you an example to make it easy. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was the most loving person towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody loved Allah more than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. And why was the love of the Prophet more for Allah than our love can ever be? Because of how much he knew about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So because he knew more about his Lord than we do, then his love of Allah was much stronger than our love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, the most loving person towards the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. Our love of the Prophet cannot compare to how much Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu loved the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Why did Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam more than we can ever do? Because of how much he knew about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this is why our scholars, they emphasize the importance of studying Tawheed. And especially studying Tawheedul Asma'i wa Sifat. Studying Tawheed and studying the names and the attributes and the descriptions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can only really know Allah by studying a Tawheed. Because Tawheed is the knowledge regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also you can only really know Allah when you know His beautiful names and His lofty attributes and descriptions. Then you will know Allah. And then when you know Allah, you will love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reason why I mention this is because the same can be said about Ramadan. That a person can only truly love Ramadan if he has knowledge regarding Ramadan. If you as a Muslim know nothing about Ramadan, you don't know its virtues, you don't know its merits, you don't know the acts of worship which should be done in Ramadan, you don't know why Ramadan is special, you don't know any of the rulings of Ramadan, what breaks a person's fast in Ramadan. If you know nothing of this, how can you love Ramadan? So you can only truly love Ramadan if you study about the rulings of Ramadan. And you have to study the rulings of Ramadan before Ramadan enters. And our ulama, they say, they have a principle. They say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُعْبَدُ عَلَى الْجَهْلِ. That Allah is not worshipped upon ignorance. And this is where Islam differs from the other religions. So when it comes to Islam, we are not allowed to worship Allah upon ignorance. That we don't know who we're worshipping, why we're worshipping Him, how are we worshipping Him, no. The Muslim has to worship Allah based upon knowledge. So you have to know the rulings of wudu, and the rulings of salah, and the rulings of zakah, and also the rulings of Ramadan.